The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
I want full custody.
Oh, no. He stays with me.
You can't use him as some sort of pawn.
Oh, you do not even know his name.
Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Whatever.
Why don't we ask him what he thinks?
Oh, it doesn't matter what he bloody thinks. Yes, it's what's best for me, for the family.
Well, okay, you want a divorce? Fine, you can have one. But I am not going to make this easy. I am going to draw things out until the last minute. And I hope you like negotiating, because this is going to be excruciating.
Fine.
Fine. See you in Brussels!
Foyle, Arms and Hogs take on Brexit negotiations between the UK and the EU. I'm sure it's not like that. With all the red lines, ill-chosen words, overheard jibes, accusations of bullying and lots of bluffing, could we learn a thing or two about the art of negotiation from all of this? Joining me to discuss are Andy Black, a very successful poker player and business consultant, and Louise Campbell, organisational psychologist. You're both very welcome to the programme. Louise, first to you, negotiations. What are the ingredients for a successful negotiation?
Well, first off, I would say something that Christopher Voss says, which is a very successful hostage negotiator, is never be so sure of what you want that you won't take something better, first and foremost. But when you walk into a room and meet your other party, the first thing to be aware of is that your brain works up to about 31% better in a relaxed frame of mind. So if you walk in and your mirror neurons start firing, smile at somebody, put them at ease, start to connect with somebody and know that this is going to be maybe a tough issue to discuss, but you and I, we're going to be able to do this together. So it is a case of basically having empathy, starting up being able to connect and
speak.
You
see, as you say that, I'm thinking about the Brexit negotiations and Michel Barnier and David Davis. Mm-hmm. And Michel Barnier always seemed relaxed. Mm. David Davis always had a smile that looked like it had been stuck onto his face. Very much the negotiations around Brexit, in a sense, the EU would say the negotiation is over. And what we're in now is essentially, Andy, some kind of a bluff or a double bluff as to whether or not Theresa May and the British political system is willing to go ahead with a no deal, or whether or not the Irish government and the EU would blink on the backstop or go ahead. So in a sense, there's an element of bluff or possible bluff going on. From your poker playing experience, when is it a good time to bluff? And how do you know when somebody's bluffing?
Yeah, well, before I was coming to the show, I was trying to think of a couple of hands that might illustrate sort of what has actually gone on here. And back in 1997, Stu Younger, who was the greatest player of all time in the World Championship, he made friends with me when there was about 15 people left in the World Championship. And I was really happy with that. And subsequently, I gave him all my chips. Yeah. So, and he was a very strong player. So let's call him the EU for the moment. And then roll forward to actually last week. I played in the Irish Seniors Championship for the first time. So it's kind of rolling little old ladies and, you know, mugging people with Zimmer frames. Yeah. So
and they're mugging you.
Yeah, well, they're mugging you. So a particular hand came up with a few people left, and the little old lady in question, who had a very good relationship, she actually basically made it very clear that her hand was strong, but not that strong. So I put all my chips in with the worst hand in poker, a 7 and a 2. And I then told her that my hand was very strong, yeah? And she immediately then threw her hand away. But I said, but I'll show you. I'll show you if you fold, yeah? So I showed her my hand afterwards.
She showed her that you had bluffed.
Yeah, after. And a lot of young lads thought I was very, very cruel.
That was cruel.
I don't think their poker career will be very long.
From a negotiating point of view, though, and bluffing, right, in relation to that, is the moral of the story then that you must befriend people before you stick a knife in their back?
The moral of the story here, so the thing is, we don't even get into body language, tone, all of the rest of it. The truth of the matter is that the EU have a very, very strong hand, yeah? And the, you know, Theresa May, etc., were trying to bluff the EU when the EU was always going to call them. So we don't even get to that point. So really, the bottom line is your first port of call with these things is to be honest about where you're at, where the other person is at, and then you see what's possible.
And you also have to, I presume, Louise, be self-aware about your own strengths and the strength of the hand, to use the card game that you have.
Yeah.
But as Andy said there, it's about being honest, right? Mm-hmm. How important is trust and honesty in the negotiation?
To be honest, it's everything. It's a starting point. And I think, you know, that what's happening now is that the Brexit is built on this foundation of a nationalistic idea, well, in many ways built on a foundation of a nationalistic ideology, driven by this romantic notion that there would be autonomous decision making and they would run off into the sunset holding their own hand, and that was how it was going to pan out. And now it's a case of, you know, I want to break up with you, but I actually want to be friends with benefits as well. Can that happen? And it's just, that's not going to happen. You know, the EU wanted a proper relationship and you're backing down. You can't have it every way. And I think
that somebody said that while the UK has been in the EU over the recent decades, it always wanted to be a member with opt-outs. Yeah, now it wants to be not a member with opt-ins. And that can be an insurmountable negotiating challenge. But on the trust issue and the honesty issue, Andy, Boris Johnson was in Dublin last month and he was asked, how come you as a government minister could sign up to, in December 2017, the backstop, in principle, and then leave the cabinet, etc., and reject completely? And he said it was a convenient fiction, was the phrase that he used. So that sort of reflects, you know, the issue around trust and honesty in the negotiation, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what I mean, there was a fascinating documentary recently with Benedict Cumberbatch, and the way they portrayed people like Boris Johnson and the people negotiating is they actually didn't really know or care. You know, it's exactly as you say, it was just convenient. And they haven't thought it through. So it's just politics.
So what you're saying, let's go back to the bluff analogy in this negotiation about a no deal. You're of the view that the EU has a stronger hand. Theresa May be attempting to bluff, but ultimately she is bluffing. She will not go for a no deal.
She was bluffing with no hand, and the EU knew she didn't have a hand.
In a game of poker...
so it's...
In a game of poker, are there tells? As somebody who watched Casino Royale and James Bond and all of that, and at one point he says he has a tell as to when he's bluffing. Do you believe in that?
Well,
have you seen that?
You know, the modern game has moved more towards scientific theory, so you're analysing, in a sense, vast arrays of mathematics first. So the first thing you're doing, so in this situation, you're analysing what someone's capacity is. So in this situation, you know, once you leave, you're really starting in many ways all over again.
And then there's the body language bit as well.
Then it's kind of obvious that you then get into that. So the first port of call is to see where someone's at. But then in addition to that, you're looking for their body language, their tone. So in reality, one way of looking at it is this, is Theresa May has presented an awful lot of content. But the truth of the matter is that 20% maybe of the overall picture is content. The rest is tone.
Okay.
Yeah, and body language.
So I think the message there is that she should fold, would be your advice, Andy.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Black and Louise Campbell, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.